When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Greg, sports is sports. I love you. We're one of the best. You're a great philanthropist. All that stuff. But when it comes to this stuff, UNC, Greg Hill. UNC, the cherry on top.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
No, I think these guys, I think that these owners, pardon my French, some of them are moronic, and they think that Bill is washed up.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
The right. Red Sox newspaper.
But you're a believer.
We have our own newspaper.
We'll never be able to have a factual conversation with you.
We can't have a conversation.
We can't have a conversation with you when you always want to switch it to, like, no matter what anybody says, it's a lie.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimy. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
You got me?
Yeah, we got you.
This is why we should do it. This is why we should do it in person.
Yes. Well, because then I can really grill you on this.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory. And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right. Good morning, season's greetings, all of that.
What is up?
I knew Courtney was going to be chosen for jury duty.
Wow.
I knew that she was going to be chosen.
Let's address the elephant in the room.
What is it?
How?
Greg's right here.
No. He's a baby elephant. How do you not get out of jury duty? I mean, Courtney.
That's a great question,
Wiggy. She's trying to snatch up this flex time before the Christmas holiday. Let's be honest. Keep it a buck.
Well, would you prefer, though, to be in a courtroom for 8 hours a day as opposed to being here
for four and a half or
no.
four. So
making $50 on a damn DUI case or something stupid.
I don't think it's a move to get flex time. I think she's just the obvious choice because the defense attorney or the prosecutor looks at her and says that is a guilty vote for me, or that is a not guilty vote if it's on the other side of things.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can't get out of it. You just say anything. Like yeah. If you
say I'm a celebrity.
I don't think that works.
I think it does. If you have a radio show.
Wiggy, we're in radio. We're not celebrities. We're like one step above the carnival barker when right. it comes to fame. And
for me, I'm beneath the carnival barker.
I think you have to say something like, I believe without hearing any evidence that all criminal defendants are guilty as soon as they walk in the courtroom. I think if you say something like that, then you're off the jury.
Can we all agree it is far easier to avoid jury duty than to be selected to be on a jury?
Yes.
Yes.
I have never been inside a courthouse. I don't know how, maybe I've had three times. They send you the note.
Wait, I thought you were in one in Aruba or something like that.
Oh, sorry, no. As a juror.
Okay.
Yes, that's when I was a defendant.
Well, I actually was never given my Miranda rights. But I was, you get a note in the mail, and you say, delay, you have like 6 months that you can delay it to. You pick a holiday weekend, you call the Friday before, you're not picked, boom.
Right.
Done.
She is apparently the earliest that she thinks she will be here is Thursday or Friday.
Wow.
So she's going to be on some sort of a dramatic case for the entire week. Now,
Thursday or Friday?
Yes. It's not a one day, like Wiggy said, it's not a one day DUI on a lawnmower case or something. Right. This is like a legit case, I guess.
Like
apparently.
A custody battle.
I don't know what it is. So
that is so wild. I can't. When we got that yesterday at 3, I was shocked that she was going to be on the jury.
Yeah, I was as well. I thought for sure that she would be out of there.
As someone who has been on a jury here.
Oh, flex. Full flex.
Yes. I mean, it's just sometimes they just identify you right away, and you, no matter what you say, you're going to be on the jury. That's what happened to me. It was just a case with a guy who was basically my age, basically exactly all the same things that I am, and they're like, we need him on the jury.
Well, that's what she wants out. She should just call us during the morning and give us updates on the potential case.
Right.
Wouldn't that get her kicked off?
Yes, it would. It would get her kicked off.
Right. Didn't Judge Bev get rid of somebody during the Karen Reed trial?
Yeah. Judge Bev got rid of two jurors.
I mean.
Because they weren't going to vote in the Commonwealth's direction, so they bounced them right off the jury.
Courtney would never do that, though. She's too thrilled to be there.
She does seem very thrilled to be there. And I'm sure she has her outfit ready to go right now. So
she really wants the defendant to like her.
Yeah.
Well, she said she overdressed yesterday, so maybe she dresses down a little bit.
Dress down a little.
I mean, how do you overdress when it's Coastal Grandma? Yeah. I mean, it's like they're probably like, we need to pick this person.
Right. Well, it's Coastal Grandma juror. I'm sure that she will make a bunch of friends on the jury.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's driving her most crazy is probably that you cannot share content from actually in the courtroom during a trial.
That's another easy way off the jury.
Do a TikTok?
Instagram Live?
Instagram or something.
And I feel sorry for Harry. He's home alone all day now.
Right.
Damn, it's 8 hours for 50 beans?
That sounds so
Wiggy, you
absurd.
Don't get paid, brother.
Oh, I thought you got paid.
No, the court does not pay you.
Oh. Why? You guys get free lunch?
No,
you don't get free lunch either.
Where you work, your place of employment, is required to pay you while you are on jury duty.
Okay.
For, I think the law requires, like, not endless amounts of, like, days off. Like, like a week or something, your work is required to pay you what you normally
make. And then, if you're sequestered more than a week, then the court will give you $50 a day or something like that.
All right.
So, all right. Well, Courtney doing her civic duty, and so are we here this morning. Now, Wiggy, you're a Manning Cast guy.
Yes.
I made the mistake of giving that Disney Simpsons ESPN collab a try last night.
Why?
Because it's something.
Your girlfriend's not that young.
No, it's just, she's younger than I am. I don't know if anybody knows that or not.
I understand, but she's not like a 7-year-old child.
How can you not be a fan of what the Simpsons has accomplished? I'm going to get that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, if I were going to choose, if I were running the Disney or ESPN, I would have chosen Family Guy if I were going to do an NFL Monday Night Football collab. That would have been my choice. But I wanted to see how it was. That was a mistake on my part. But did any nuggets from Bill last night on the Manning cast? Or I guess, Curtis, you probably caught Let's Go. Nuggets anywhere?
Not on that. The Mannings pressed them on, like, one time. Peyton was like, Bill, I know we only got 2 weeks with you before you start coaching again. Is there anything you can get, any insight you can give us before you go? But he didn't respond. He didn't really bite into that. So
yeah, so Jim Gray had Bill Belichick on Let's Go, and they spent roughly 4 minutes back and forth. Jim Gray is so cringeworthy. But basically, the person who usually sits in this seat that is in a courthouse today, unfortunately, will be wrong. He will be coaching. I don't know where. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be North Carolina. I don't know if it's going to be in the NFL. But there is no chance that Bill Belichick is not coaching somewhere next season.
Chime, have you changed your opinion on this?
Yeah, that was kind of my lead yesterday morning, is that, like, I still believe Bill Belichick will not coach in the NFL, but I would not be shocked, and I kind of believe he will coach in the NCAA.
So they had that conversation, and then he was asked about the conversations with North Carolina that Adam Schefter reported. It was a 5-hour phone call with the chancellor.
Yes.
And he did not pivot away from it. I think they're trying to iron out details. I don't know. Obviously, no deal is done until it's signed. But the sort of feeling I got just listening to it, and we'll have the sound later, Jackson's grabbing it, I think it would be the leader in the clubhouse. It would be like Josh Allen today to the MVP is Belichick to North Carolina. Clearly not decided. A lot of things could still go wrong or go different directions.
Yeah.
But I would say the likeliest outcome is that he's going to go there.
It was hard to hear him yesterday on Pat McAfee gushing about what his program at college would be like.
Yes.
And to not think that he is somehow wildly intrigued about the challenge that coaching in college football presents for him. It's surprising to me because I believe that there are jobs out there for him in the NFL.
Right.
I refuse to believe, unlike Al from Everett, that nobody is interested in the guy anymore. I don't believe that. I feel like for whatever the reason, he's looking at it like this is my last challenge. You know, I won Super Bowls. I challenged myself on that, and I did that. I wanted to date a 24-year-old, and I challenged myself on that, and I accomplished that. And the last challenge for me is going and turning a college football program into a national champion and getting guys ready for the NFL. So I don't know.
That was interesting, though. Like, my lead is going to kind of maybe dive into a little bit of conspiracy theory, but it was interesting when he talked about building the program. There was a few things in there that I was like, all right, maybe I could see why he's doing this, but still got his eyes set on the NFL.
Also, a texter on the Subaru of New England text line, and that is a new number, by the way. I'm trying to remind you about that all the time. It's the same number that you use to call the show, which is 617-779-7937, says that a 5-hour phone call has to be worse than a 4-hour dinner with Courtney. And I would say, how are you on the phone with the chancellor of North Carolina, of UNC, for 5 hours?
Yeah, I don't
what
get
are you
that
talking
one.
About for 5 hours?
I don't get that one. I mean, I have no idea. But I can't imagine Bill Belichick. Maybe that's just all of his pauses. You know, it takes a while.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think the Bill has been, my guess is, frustrated and tired of waiting. And he knows that he wants to start a new deal, a new project, as soon as possible. And for whatever reason, he wasn't being offered the control he sought in the conversations he had with NFL teams that have vacancies. So he decided to go to college. That would be my guess. That's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
I think if he really wanted to be more flexible about elements of his job, he probably would have an opportunity in the NFL, but he just.
But I think there's, like you said it yesterday, like Jacksonville wouldn't give him complete control.
So Mike Lombardi yesterday, the cut we played, I heard this on the grape along the you know, the rumor mill yesterday. Mike Lombardi said in that, we have NFL owners whose kids run the analytics department. Mike Lombardi said that exact quote.
Now today, there's layers upon layers. There's sons of sons of owners who run the analytical department.
That's Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to Jacksonville, whatever he was
because talking. Because the Lucky Sperm Club kids don't want anybody there telling them what to do.
Right. So Khan's son is the analytics guru.
Wasn't that part of the problem, maybe even more so than Robert Kraft doing him dirty when it came to Atlanta, that there were those in the organization that kind of feel like that it's their turf and they didn't want Bill coming down?
Well, I thought they feared in Atlanta was he came in, he was blowing everybody out and bringing his own guys in.
Well, I'm sure that's a part
of it. Right, but the analytics stuff as far as like the analytics on the field, are they now like Shad Khan's kid who does the wrestling, like him jumping in to do analytics on the field, I don't see him doing that. Like the analytics, like off the field, what is that element, right? If you don't want to give Bill complete control, I take that as you don't want him picking every single player and where he wants to go with the draft, free agency. I feel like that's the issue. I don't really know what the analytical part would be where you would come in and you wouldn't want to give Bill, like, are you going to tell Bill, all right, we, based on the analytics as the owner's son, we should go for it on fourth down?
Well, I think it's just a desire by Bill to not have people start meddling in his process. He knows this is probably his last run at whatever he does.
Yeah.
And I think, and he's right about that, and the other side is that this is teams and organizations that are leery of Bill coming in. And then in 4 years, you're where the Patriots are now. And so if you're not going to win a championship in 3 to 4 years and you don't need the ticket boon that Bill Belichick would bring, then you're probably not interested.
Well, I think he also, there have been whispers about this for a long time. I think he has already dealt with a situation where you may have had a meddling family member or two.
Right.
Jonathan.
And I wasn't going to use any names, but I...
Well, it's the corollary to the Jaguars.
But he may have already dealt with that situation and is loath to deal with it again.
Right,
and that's what he's going to get in the NFL, not in college, when he's having a five-hour conversation with the chancellor and the guy is giving him the keys to the castle.
Right, basically. But if you look at the Jacksonville, those owners are not really kind of like stick your, you know, head in there. The son's overdoing the whole wrestling thing. The thing that I, and you want a ticket boost, Jacksonville's the perfect place because they're building a new stadium. What better way to get an instant ticket boost, especially early for, you know, potential people that you're trying to get to be season ticket holders for a new stadium that you're building, to hire a guy like Bill Belichick, now that he's all over the place, and a fan base would be like the Giants fan base or Jacksonville. Wait a second. You don't want the greatest coach of all time, and you'll let him go coach in college?
Yeah, I think I will be absolutely shocked, not wrong for the first time, but I will be shocked if there's not at least one NFL offer that is out there for Bill Belichick.
That's why I can't wait to get to my lead, because I think I know what he's doing for college.
We can get that. We will get to the leads coming up in just a little bit. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We will talk a little bit about what Wiggy's moonshot, Jamar Chase, said about what he wants for next season.
Ooh.
So we will get to that.
He going, oh, Juan Soto? Could we have a new rejoin?
We will talk about that coming up a little bit later during They Said It. And then the news at 7:45 without our juror number two. Is she juror number three? Or
number four? One in our hearts.
Juror number one. And science apparently has determined what the most what Christmas song is most dangerous to your health.
Oh.
So we will get to that during the news a little bit later. 12 days of Chris Curtismas coming up at 8:45. Your chance to win big. when it comes to our very own Grinch regifting what we have left over this year here for you. And then it's a Ty Tuesday, and Ty Law will be on the show at 9 this morning with his thoughts on Bill Belichick and the Patriots and this week in the NFL. All of that coming up right now. Shime, and what is trending first thing this morning?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. We got Monday Night Football last night. The Bengals beat the Cowboys 27-20, thanks in large part to a special teams blunder from Dallas. Cowboys doing dumb Cowboys things. You know, it's what happens when Mike McCarthy's your head coach.
If it's not Bill, they got to get a new head coach down there.
Right. Oh, they have to. It is embarrassing what Mike McCarthy has done with that team over the last couple of years.
And how bad does Jerry want to win? And I don't know if maybe the NFL is starting to look and say, okay, you got guys like Harbaugh who's coming back. Maybe teams are like, well, why not? Let's get an established guy that we know can win and turn a program around. So why
Vrabel?
Vrabel. Yeah. Why wouldn't you want a guy like Bill?
Couldn't you make the argument that Gerard Mayo has actually hurt Bill Belichick in that if they win half the games they should have won, maybe people aren't judging the roster as negatively as they currently are? In other words, they're 3-10. If they're 6-7.
That ain't happening.
No. I mean, like, if they had won the games that we all think it was a decision away,
maybe
people wouldn't be as negative about Bill Belichick and how he left the roster.
Yeah, if you're hiring him, if he's insisting on it, and you're hiring him to also be the GM. I mean, in the case of Dallas, Jerry is never going to give that up. So you're hiring Bill Belichick just to be your head football coach. And there's nobody better when it comes to doing it. So.
Right, but they can't use the Bill left the roster thing. They can't use that. They try to, but they can't, because guess what? You could have changed the roster this offseason. Right?
Elliott Wolf was also a part of this roster for the last years.
Well, that's totally different, Wiggy. What Bill Belichick was, his title was in charge of the roster.
Yeah.
They didn't make it better this offseason, but the people that he's brought in have failed.
Well, I would say for you know, if you look at it in its totality, you would say, yes, it's a fail. But he's hit on, like, certain pieces. We could sit there and go down the list. I don't think you can use that excuse. I think it's more about you inherited a roster. You didn't do nothing with that roster that you inherited. Yes, there might have been some holes there, but you didn't fix those holes.
Also, John in the car in the Twitch chat pointing out this is a new low for Curtis. He just said Mayo is Belichick's fault.
No, I was defending.
It's a new law.
Defending Belichick. Okay, I was saying Mayo's poor coaching
costing Bill Belichick the opportunity.
I was actually. Okay, can I get some credit? I'm defending the guy.
Right. Yeah.
We don't even listen anymore.
Right. Yeah. It's
just assume that it's Belichick's fault.
Well, the second I heard Greg say this is what he wanted to do and go to college, I tuned up.
Well, I'm Curtis. It might not be that. I just feel like, I mean, you heard him. We'll get to what he said on McAfee. It just changed my mind a little bit. That's all I know.
The Celtics have a few days off, and they will welcome the Pistons to the Garden on Thursday night. But tonight, the Bruins will head to Winnipeg to take on the Jets. And we got your Heisman finalists yesterday. They have been named Ashton Jonte, the running back out of Boise State, Dylan Gabriel, the quarterback at Oregon, Cam Ward, the quarterback at Miami, and, of course, Travis Hunter, the corner/receiver at Colorado.
My opinion, the top two guys on the list are the Ashton Jonte kid from Boise State.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah, but probably give it to Travis Hunter because of his numbers, especially on the offensive side of the football.
Can I make a statement?
Go ahead. Oh.
Travis Hunter might be the most overrated college football player in my lifetime.
Ooh! Oh.
In your lifetime?
Yeah.
Why is that?
So I watch him. So everybody like gives him credit because he plays for Dion.
Yes.
But like Colorado doesn't play that much better of opponents than Boise State. And what Ashton Jonte has done is one of the greatest college running back seasons in history.
You could make
where Travis Hunter is really good. Like he's good, but I mean he's not. He doesn't like lead the league. He doesn't lead the nation in interceptions.
Well, you know what they'll say. Well, they don't throw their side of the field.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
That's will be that.
I don't think that stopped Champ Bailey from being great, Wiggy. Like you would know better than me.
Yes, I would. Champ was very good.
Yes. So like, I Travis Hunter's a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
He's a fun player. He's only going to play one position in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he's it's going to be fine. He's fine.
Yeah, I mean, to say he's the most ever, overrated ever in the history of college football is...
Yeah. Well, in my lifetime.
That is, in your lifetime?
Yeah.
How old are you?
32.
Okay.
How many USC quarterbacks, how many Alabama quarterbacks, how many players that we all thought were going to be Jamarcus Russell? Right. There's a lot of guys that were overrated and didn't perform.
Yeah, Jamarcus Russell didn't win the Heisman, though, did he?
I'll agree with you that maybe Colorado doesn't play, like, extreme powerhouse teams, but... I think the thing that he's been able to do, he's one of the top wide receivers in the league. He's got, I think, about maybe 4 interceptions. He plays a ton of snaps. So it's something that you don't see happen often, and that's why I think they'll lean more towards him. I give you credit to Genty Kid, but they'll make the same argument with the Genty Kid, too, is he doesn't play anybody, but he did rush for almost 200 against Oregon.
Trending Now is brought to you by Time Out Market. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city all under one roof. That's what's trending now. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Shime. 40 degrees, feels like 32. High wind watch on the way for tomorrow with pounding rain, about 1 to 2 inches of rain, 3 inches in some spots. And, Greg, good news. No Belichick in my lead today. Non-sports lead.
Ooh.
But I think we are going to agree on.
Can we tease the next Belichick bashing moment from you? Will that be, do we know when that'll be? 7 o'clock? 7:30?
They said it, probably.
No, they said it. Yes, okay.
If Tom Brady tried to go to another team and didn't get a job, I think we'd mock it.
All right. We are back with our leads next.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships. But finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Chime, absolute banger from Three Doors Down.
Wow. That song rips.
Curtis, you knew that one. A huge Three Doors Down fan.
I call them 3DD.
Shime, you're being called out for your statement moments ago on this radio program, calling Travis Hunter the most overrated college football player in your lifetime.
Yeah, wow. Like it's just...
Were you born after 2007?
Yeah.
I mean, before.
Yes.
Tim Tebow.
I mean, in college, Curtis, though, he dominated. At the college level, he dominated.
Well, Travis Hunter is dominating.
Yeah, I mean, Tim Tebow also won a playoff game in the NFL.
Wait, so do you think Tim Tebow was an NFL prospect in the first round that was a good pick?
No. Absolutely not.
What about Ryan Leaf? What about Ryan Leaf?
I was a little young for that one, but I meant more in my like sports voting lifetime, which is like post-2000.
So now, do you think he's not going to be good in the NFL?
No, I don't think he's going to be very good. I think he'll be fine. Like, he'll be a player. He'll probably hang around he'll have a decent career, but he's not going to be, like, an all-pro or anything like that.
On the Subaru of New England text line, 978 texter says if Travis Hunter were at Bama or Georgia, he would be a lock for the Heisman.
I agree, but that's the thing. He's not. He's at Colorado.
Right.
That's the difference. Like, if he was doing this at Bama or Georgia or even, like, at this point, like, Penn State, I don't know, a top 5 ranked team in the nation, it would be far more impressive than Colorado, who, as Wiggy looked back on their schedule, played 1 ranked team all year.
Right. But I guess you could say the same thing with Ashton Genty, right?
But Genty played UNLV twice, who's ranked in the, I think, 20th.
Yes.
And then also played Oregon, and as you pointed out, ran for 200 yards against the number one team in the nation.
So I guess 774 texter says Genty is crushing Derrick Henry's Heisman season.
Yes,
right
he
now.
Is. Yep. He is. But Derrick Henry played at Alabama. And when he did. So, I mean, there's always going to be that argument of where you go. I think the question, or maybe some of the shocking part of it, is that the overhype in college, maybe I get what you're saying a little bit, but not feeling like he's just going to be a average or maybe a little bit above average corner in the NFL.
Like, my thought is if you're going to pick a Heisman candidate from Colorado, it should be Shedeur Sanders.
Well, he's going to go first.
He probably will, and you're probably right, Curtis. I would assume he may go first overall, but
you know this,
I'm just saying when it comes to Heisman, like
you know
I
this
think
Captain
Shadur
Mock that
I am
right
Mock.
Now. There's always conversations of ooh, maybe only one or two first round quarterbacks, and then you get to March and there's six of them out of the blue.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
there'll be a few.
I mean, Shadur, Cam Ward, you know,
Castellanos.
Quinn Ewers. Yeah. Oh yeah, Thomas Castellanos. Teams are gonna love him.
No, I think Ewers might actually go back to college because he might want to climb a little bit higher. Carson Beck definitely fell off from a first rounder, so he might be a third rounder now. So
in your defense, Shime, 617 texter says he is overrated because he plays both ways.
Yeah, which is really cool, and it's unique, especially in today's day and age, but I mean, it's not like he's the best at the nation at either position.
And there's so much luck involved in using the draft to get your next quarterback because whoever has the worst record this year will have likely Shadur Sanders. Mm-hmm. Next year, the exact same spot will be Arch Manning. And that's a guy that has the whole pedigree, is going to be someone that we know, just like Caleb Williams, you know, effectively in September, who the first pick in the draft is going to be.
Yeah, he looks good. He's looked good for the opportunities that he's got. Arch Manning, he has the ability, like he's a dual threat quarterback. So if he can now, which he'll be probably the full-time starter next year for Texas, if he can have those type of numbers, he'll be the number one overall pick.
All right, well, Courtney is off. She somehow got chosen for jury duty, couldn't weasel her way out of it. So although I just heard from her, she said she doesn't have to be at court tomorrow until later in the morning. So she will come in for the early part of the show tomorrow morning.
All right.
So good on Courtney.
Well, give us a little insight on what's going on in the courtroom.
Right. If you're going to court today, you may see Courtney there as a juror. So give her a hello. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Why did you choose that? Please stop it. I'm not a fan of Dust in the Wind. Please stop that.
Do you not like Kansas?
I do not like Kansas.
Why?
I also don't like Styx. Not as much as I hate Rush, but I just don't like the ballady, the 80s ballady, overproduced ballady stuff bothers me a little bit. That's just me, though.
Right.
Ooh, you're my boy!
But I'm glad you chose it. Yeah, you're right, Wiggy. Good obscure reference there.
And, dart in your neck.
A little nihilistic today, so I figured I would go with Dust in the Wind.
Okay. All right. Your lead this morning, Sean?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Boston Bruins lead for you today. They head to Winnipeg to take on the Winnipeg Jets tonight. And this is, to me, the first real quality opponent the Bruins will face under new head coach or interim head coach Joe Sacco. And I'm kind of curious to see how it goes. They've won four straight now, five of their last six. I think this team's starting to come around with the change in head coach, but I'm curious to see what they look like against legitimate competition, like real top of the league kind of competition tonight on a road game. And I think if they come away with a win tonight, I'm like, okay, I'm officially buying back in on the Boston Bruins.
Okay.
I think a season is still on the table here. And so tonight is kind of not necessarily a tipping point, but a point that could seriously push me in one direction or the other.
All right, Shime, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Can I ask one quick question? What does Sacco have to do to get the job?
Win a round or two in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
Just one? Or do you think they need to advance?
I think considering where they were when he entered, if they get, the sixth seed or five seed in the Eastern Conference, they get to the second round and they seem to be playing for him, I think that would be sufficient.
Yeah. Okay, right. So getting in just doesn't do it.
No,
Curtis,
so.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I'm sorry, whenever I hear Winnipeg, I think about Concierge Marie and the business trip to with Michael Scott Wiggs. I don't know if you remember that episode.
I remember.
The Huntsman. So good news for America. College attendance this year dropped a staggering 5%, according to the National Student Clearinghouse, which, from my seat, is the final and greatest return to some semblance of actual pragmatic behavior by the youngest and the youngest adults among us, in that we had just forever go to college. And I think that's great. If you're a doctor, I hope everybody goes to college. If you're a lawyer, go to college. If you're an author, if you're a teacher, there's several professions that it is incredibly important to go to college, and I want all those people to go. And if you want to go, go.
Right.
However,
you don't want your doctors getting tattoos.
Well, I mean, I neck tats.
You famously told us that on this show. That, yes.
Well, not tattoos. A neck tat would be concerning, but I love Wiggy. He has them, so maybe I'll keep my mind open. So either way, the only way you're going to have some return in terms of the obscene prices of college would be if people aren't going in droves anymore.
And they'll have to lower the price that it costs. Yes.
And they'll have to do things where you actually are paying for something that you need. And from my view, the biggest change in terms of people's views of the elite universities was during those hearings about the protests on college campuses. I think that was a Waterloo for the way we view colleges, and it was revealing to many people that these people we just thought were decent, good, and you know, seeking information that were leading these universities were actually these nuts. And yeah. I think it's great. I think go learn a trade. If you don't want to go to college, you would never spend $400,000. You never take out a loan of $400,000 at 18 to get a degree in ballet.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
It is so expensive, and mm-hmm. The return is not there in most cases in the workplace.
Right.
For people, I those who pay for it themselves are stuck with debt for the rest of their lives,
right.
Basically.
And it's so funny, Legacy in the Twitch chat says, I'm using my degree to get overpaid for an average skill. You're here, so I guess I'm doing my job.
Well,
and secondly, I would say I didn't need to go to college. It was a gigantic waste of money.
Oh, they're saying you were doing that.
Yeah.
You were using
I did not. Boston College was literally an avenue for me to get internships at radio stations.
That was it. That was the only reason, right?
Yeah. College is really a way to build your Rolodex and meet people and network. That's what, you know, college is really for, because you're hoping to go there and meet somebody and you create a business with them, or they create a business. They're like, oh, I liked you when we were in college. Would you want to work?
I think it's valuable. It's your first experience away from home.
Yeah,
it's valuable when it gets, but it's not worth $200,000
or whatever
it is a year.
No.
I mean, I shouldn't say $200,000. It's probably at a minimum, if you're lucky enough to get into state school, you live there, it's $50,000 a year. So it's $200,000 total. But if you know, and I'm sure this has changed, when mm-hmm. Brees was going to Bentley at his last year, I think it was $74,000 a year. That's 5 years ago or whatever.
Yeah. And think about how much better your life would be if you got a $400,000 loan to invest in a property.
Yes.
And then you
rented it out.
Or
10 years later, or a business.
Or something.
10 years later, you're not in debt. You actually have gotten money, and you can help pursue your life that way.
It's nuts.
That is a good thing. No. They should do that, but the problem is they'll give you loans to go to college, but they won't give you the business loans. They should do the same thing. Like, it should be as easy to get a college loan for it is a young entrepreneur who wants to get a business loan.
Start their own business.
Yeah, whether it's buy a three-family or something like that.
Like the Jersey Mike story we told.
Yeah, the Jersey Mike guy.
Yeah.
Turned that $175,000 loan that he got into an $8 billion, the greatest sub shop in the world. All right, we had to take a break. We will get to the rest of the leads next. It is a Tie Tuesday, Tie Law on this show at 9 tomorrow. Celtics Wednesday, and Mego will be in here at 9. Courtney is off. She got chosen somehow for jury duty yesterday, and so I guess she will be here tomorrow morning before court, and then we'll see how long her trial goes. But we have a couple leads left, and then they set it. Coming up at 7, Wiggy, good morning and hello.
Good morning, hello. So I'm going to go down the Bill Belichick road of what I think he could potentially be doing. I know Bill, we talk about, could he be going to coach college? I still think there is the NFL, but I think what he's doing is he's really setting himself for 3 years, 4 years when he's done coaching, period, and coming back as a consultant to college football on how to build a program, but also showing his current or his future NFL employer, here's how I'll be able to go after and get players in the draft, the young kids that are going to be coming up. Because the one thing that he talked about, we asked this question, I think about when it was with Nico or even with Mayo, you know, imagine Bill on a recruiting trip and coming into your...
That was Gerard Mayo yesterday on this show, who said, if you're a three-star recruit, he was mocking you.
Yeah, and I said,
imagine if Bill walks through the door and meets with you and your parents, how are you not going to go to his college?
Right, and I said the most important thing for 99% of athletes today would be, I get the money, but it would also be, how do I get to the NFL? Because remember, the NFL is always better than the NIL.
Yeah.
And Bill talked about how his program would basically be a feeder system for the guys that had the ability to get to the NFL. And he said, I feel like I got a pretty good, I made enough connections where I could get guys to that next level.
Okay, Wiggy. Excellent.
So don't be surprised.
Okay, thank you. So he's in the NFL for a while. You still believe.
Yes.
And then he goes and creates this program and does this as a consultant.
As like it's a consultant, yeah.
Okay, all right. Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it.
Lead pivot for me because of Curtis's lead. Curtis's lead was about 5% of those who are 18 years old are choosing, 5% less are choosing to go to college because it costs so much money. So I saw an interesting article over the weekend in the Wall Street Journal, which I think makes sense here because there are different ways to make money in this country, and you might be surprised by how some are doing it. The Wall Street Journal had a piece over the weekend about how Americans are shelling out hundreds of dollars for professional back scratchers. And so I feel like this is a job, Curtis, that anybody could do. You don't need a college degree. They had an interview with a woman named Toni George, who is the owner of the Scratcher Girls in Miami. And they charge $130 for an hour of scratching.
Oh, wow.
In Tony's case...
Is that why Dale went back to Nessie?
In Tony's case, she uses her 3-inch manicured nails, raking them down her client's back, limbs, scalp, and even the insides of their ears.
Ooh.
Tony says the technique is so euphoric that customers will often drift off to sleep or give sounds of ecstasy.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
I love this.
There is no sex involved.
No, nope, I love this.
She says.
Mm-hmm.
And so it appears that Tony and others, this has become wildly popular. I don't know.
Oh, I love it.
I'm frugal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I could always find somebody to do the job for free.
Yeah.
But, I mean... In this case, people are willing to spend $130, $150 an hour to get their back scratched.
This is perfect. My wife and I have had this conversation many a time.
Oh, wow.
She loves for me to snuggle her, which I love to snuggle her, right? But I love for her to use her nails on my back and put me to sleep. So we often are in a conundrum.
Right.
Because when I snuggle her,
right.
Now...
She doesn't have access to the back.
No.
Which is why you have to invite someone else.
No,
so
no,
why
no.
can't you be Little Spoon?
No, sometimes I am.
You are?
She uses the back, and I said...
Is she able to get her hands around the entirety of you?
Yeah, she likes to snuggle in like to a big bear, right?
Okay.
But... I thought about before this, I was like, I want to make like a little contraption that I could put on my bed, like a hand that will just, you know, I could hit a button while I'm snuggling, or it could go up and down my back.
Right.
But to have this capability,
that,
it's the best feeling in the world.
I don't know if these people do the home visits, like at night, like you're
just at nighttime, come in for an hour. As soon as I could fall asleep, beat it. So DMs doesn't give you a nice little...
No, DMs always wants me to rub her back. Like every single moment of every single day.
See, my wife,
she's
like
demanding
very
back rubs.
She's very like ticklish, so she's not a huge fan of it.
It's not something I crave, the back scratching, but apparently a lot of people do.
But it sounds like a wild amount of time, an hour of getting your back scratched.
So do you not like a nice back scratch by a lady with the nails shine?
No, I would like the most, I would have to say, is an hour of peace and quiet. I would pay so much money to sit in a room quietly.
I mean, I think that's easy. All you got to do is leave for an hour and you can get it.
If you have a 2-year-old, it's not that easy.
I'm telling you, I love it.
Great question on the Subaru of New England text line. Does she change her nails out after every session?
Oh, God.
I think I would want her to.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know. Like,
what about in COVID?
Remember, there's different nails. Like, if you see, like, you know, I don't know if DM's is big into getting her nails done, but there are so many different, like, there are real sharp, pointy-looking ones.
Those are the ones you like? You like a little bit of, like, a little pain in the scratch?
Well, no, I don't want no pain in the It depends
Shine
on
the, does. Yes. Shine likes the pain in the scratch.
Yeah, depends on the woman. If she likes those kind of, like, real, like pointy, or if she likes more of, I don't know, like, is it called a French tip or something? Right. But for the guy,
Shime likes Lauren to start off with a scratch and then slap him as hard as she possibly can.
Shime,
if there's no scars, it's not for me.
Shime, you not like? Do you not like a nice little back scratching and like on your?
No,
back
I would get like I would. It's too. I don't. Ticklish isn't the right word, but I sensory overload.
Oh man,
you know you can buy a. I'm not kidding. A robot back scratcher.
Really?
Yeah, there are some services that are robot back scratching services. So the robot could come over, hop into bed with you and the missus, and scratch your back while you're cuddling her.
Right. Okay. Because remember, it's not like a scratch back, like, oh, I got this massive itch, get in there.
Right.
It's a nice little scratch. It's kind of like, you know.